from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Ah, yes, he is this holiday weekend, his labor of love, talking gardening. So if you have a gardening question, don't hesitate. Get to the phones right now. 866-391-1020. And if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you'll win a $25 gift certificate from Sorgles in Wexford. But forget that question in with Doug, 866-391-1020. You know him from this show and DougOster.com. And here he is, the star of the show, to kick things off for this holiday weekend, Mr. Doug Oster. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, and so relieved to get some rain. We didn't get that much. That was going around us. You know how that is. I hope you got rain, but I hope you didn't get too much rain. In my case, we got a good downpour, but I'll take anything I can get right now. You look at the trees. Yeah, I've got a dogwood in front of my greenhouse that it looks like it's already shutting down for fall because it's so dry. So just so relieved to get some rain. Makes my life so much easier. I've been watering those 40 or 50 containers and fertilizing them. My wife did say the other day, like, hey, the containers really look good considering it's been so dry. I said, yeah, that's because I've been watering. I don't even want to see the water bill. But what a great time to be in the garden and doing lots of harvesting. I grew all sorts of crazy new hot peppers. I need some ideas on what to do with hot peppers because I've got way too many. So if you have any idea what you love to do with hot peppers, give us a call at 866-391-1020. I would love to hear from you. So the one that I was just harvesting is called Kung Pao. It's 10,000 on the Scoville charts. That's the hot level. An example, the jalapenos go somewhere between 3 and 8. So a little bit hotter than a jalapeno, but not too bad. I haven't tried one yet, but they're really nice because they're really just kind of a really long cayenne. I'm growing another one called Cayenne Long Slim. Same sort of thing, not quite as long. I got both those at Han Nursery. They had some great peppers, but then the one I got from Sorgles is going nuts. It's called Pimenta Bella Purple, and it's 100,000 Scovilles. I don't even know why I bought this. I just thought it was such a novelty. Ghost peppers are 800,000. So it's hot. There's a couple videos out there on YouTube where people eat it, and these are experienced hot pepper eaters. And they don't go as crazy as, like, I don't think I could eat that. I must have 50 peppers on there. Pimenta Bella Purple, and it is a beautiful pepper. I've got some earmarked for my friend Hot Pepper Dave. I gave him a plant. His isn't doing as good as mine. Mine's in a container. When we get another month into this, I'm going to bring it into the greenhouse and hopefully keep it going and see how long I can keep it going. Because I know this is the type of pepper that's just, it loves the heat of summer. And so I'd be willing, if we could figure it out, if you had some interest in getting one of these peppers, I can get it to you. If you're if you're interested, because I'll probably cut one open, take the seeds out, take the flesh out, saute it, and eat a little itty-bitty piece of it just to say that I ate some of it. But the people that tried it online, they were like, it starts off, it has this fruity flavor. And then they're saying, the heat just slowly builds to where the guy was saying that his throat and stomach were on fire. So I don't know. It's a beautiful plant, though, and a beautiful pepper, purple. And as it matures, it turns kind of a peach color. When you cut it open, it has a beautiful pink and peach in there. It came from this place called Matt's Peppers. And so I looked up Matt's Peppers. He has a really cool one called Matapino. So like jalapeno, only Matapino. It's a jalapeno that has white and green leaves, and the fruit is variegated. So some of the fruit is white, some is white with green streaks through it, some is green with some white streaks through it. And that's just mattspeppers.com. Just look at that. He's not selling any seeds right now. He's on hiatus, but he's got links there to his Facebook page and everything. So I thought it was pretty interesting. That might be an interesting one to grow next year. The other thing I've started doing is cutting off the tops of the tomatoes just to make them ripen. A lot of tomatoes are coming in. My biggest ones are not coming in, and so they will, but there's not enough time for them to put on fruit, and they're putting all this energy into putting flowers on. So trim off the tops of your tomatoes. And I have started something. I started this a long time ago, but I've named it something now, and I'm adding a new tomato. I'm calling it the Pittsburgh Preservation Project, and it's my way of trying to save these Pittsburgh tomatoes. And so one of the tomatoes, of course, is Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top Tomato. I've been giving those seeds away since 2000. That's the one. It's just a big, beautiful beefsteak, 1 to 2 pounds. Pink, meaty, one of the last ones you'll pick, but just filled with flavor. The other one is $39.45. That's the one that my friend, the late friend, Dan Cummings, found from one of his friends. That the guy found it in on the battlefield of World War II. They were crossing, and he saved some of the seeds. So I'm saving that one. And then we talked about it last week. It's the Dr. Jim Snow tomato that my friend Kim, who I worked with for the last 19 years at Recipe for Hope. Here's the story. We did it last week, but I just want to remind you, because as soon as I get these seeds, I'm going to offer them the same way that I do the other two. And I'm going to add some tomatoes. I want to know from you, is there any kind of special Pittsburgh tomato that you know of or that you are growing that you want to be part of the Pittsburgh Preservation Project? But the Jim Snow tomato, he's a Newcastle dentist, driving around, found this tomato plant growing by a mailbox in an abandoned house, took the plant, grew it, won first prize in a tomato contest, and then Kim says that she remembers being at a family picnic and seeing its great height. It grew beyond the roof peak of his garage, and the tomatoes, as large as two fists, have a beefy taste. As a dentist, he shared seeds with all his patients, and ends up that it's so funny that in 1977, Kim was rooming with a cousin, and they both grew the Jim Snow. So I'm throwing Jim Snow into the Pittsburgh Preservation Project. All that stuff is online at DougOster.com. And as I said, if you have a story about a special tomato or a special plant, let me know. Just go to the website, DougOster.com, and just click on the comment button. Speaking of preservation, I just want to remind you again that the rare daffodils from Joe Hamm, his bulb sales begun, and I just wanted to show you a couple of ones that I got. And again, all this information, the order form and what's available is at DougOster.com. But I ordered one called Great Leap from 1923. Buttercup yellow and sulfur, corona segments densely arranged. It's this beautiful double. Hexameter, 1923, bright green base and a band of dark red at the rim. It's one of the Poeticus types. And then Prince Fushimi, and this is just three of the 10 or 15 that I ordered, 1908. apricot yellow, paling to ivory white at the base with a tinge of orange at the rim. Large cupped variety, so it has this big cup in the middle. Now, a couple things coming up real quick. I'll be at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden Thursday at 10:30 for You Should Grow This. Dr. Mark Miller and I are together. We're going to have a debate, an argument over the favorite plants that we think you should grow. It's going to be so much fun. I love working with Dr. Miller. It says, will Doug's love of dandelions survive Mark's disdain for them? Then we'll walk around the garden together and the woodlands at the Botanic Garden. So that's Thursday, 10:30, Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, $25 for members and $35 for non-members.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, get into your calls coming up next on KDKA. Good morning. You know, talking about a labor of love, those carpenters are all full of love this Labor Day holiday weekend. The building trades getting ready for Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for the presidency, and of course, the president rolling into town, big Labor Day parade. But he's up early thinking recipes and showing pictures to your Pratt Pack that I have forwarded everything to Doug Oster. Doug.
So this is your friend Steve Mazza, right?
Absolutely. Good guy.
There is a tomato he sent me on the scale. It's 2.5 pounds. And then a big, what we call a bulb crate, just a big thing to fill with tomatoes and cucumbers and eggplant. And here's the recipe for hot peppers. 10 pounds of hot peppers, 1/2 cup of white sugar, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 2 small onions, and 32 ounces of Heinz ketchup. Saute the onions and olive oil in a Dutch oven. Add the peppers, add the sugar, add the peppers, cook until soft. That sounds awesome. All right, that's a great recipe. Now I know what to do with my peppers.
And that tomato you can use as a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, no kidding. 2.5 pounds.
All right, John, in that great place of 84 PA that I love, here he is on KDK with Doug Oster talking grass. How you doing, John?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, Doug, I have a lawn that I've watered through all this heat that was nice and green. Had somebody come to the house and do some work, so they set a container where they gathered up their waste. So the grass underneath it, I mean, this is like on a 90-degree day. The grass underneath it, of course, has turned yellow. So has that killed that all the way to the root, you think, or do I need a reason?
How long was that on top of it?
I'd say probably 4 hours at the most.
Oh, no. I think it'll come back. Especially, did you get some rain yesterday?
Oh, yeah, lots. We had rain for the last couple days, yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay. Just keep an eye on it. That yellowing is going to be all right. You know, it's so completely stressed, even though you were watering. But that heat that we had to deal with was something else. So yeah. I would just keep an eye on it. I bet you in about a week it'll be fine. It'll come back. If not, you just throw some seed down. This is a great time to seed the lawn because the soil temperatures are up where they should be. And especially with this rain, we have another what I call planting window. It gives us a little bit of relief. I hope we get some more rain this week, though.
You're usually overseed in this fall. Is this the time to start?
Yeah, this would be great. I would watch for rain. I always want to throw down that seed before I hope rain is coming. Doesn't always come, okay. But
something to brick the holes down.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks for your call.
You. All right. Thank you. Lots of calls in the first half hour. If you want to get in here, Doug's here till 8-866-391-1020. Here's Susan on The Organic Gardener with Doug Oster, KDK. Hey, Susan.
Hey, good morning. My question is this. I have Swiss chard in my vegetable garden, and I've had a lot of problems with it this year. And I'm kind of on a I've been trying to treat it with diatomaceous earth, and I've used neem oil, but I have something that is eating little holes that are actually, it looks like bigger holes, and I can't seem to find what it is. I also have those sticky, the sticky traps that you kind of, with the stakes that you put down in the garden, and I just can't seem to figure out what it is that is eating my Swiss chard. Do you have any suggestions?
My guess would be slugs. Since you're not seeing anything on there, slugs feed at night. They love Swiss chard. they'll climb up there and they'll put a hole in it. It's kind of a ragged hole, or what would you say? It's a perfectly round hole?
It is a ragged hole, actually. Yeah, so
I would guess slugs. And since you have the diatomaceous earth, that's what I would use as slug control. Just put it down, though, on the ground right around the plant. And, of course, you'll have to reapply it every time it rains. Diatomaceous earth is, I know you know what it is, but I'm explaining it to the listeners. Diatomaceous earth is a powder that on the microscopic level, it's very sharp. When a slug crawls over it, it pierces it and it just kind of dries out. So that's what I would do. The other thing that we use for organic control on slugs is called Sluggo, and they're iron, they're pellets that are made out of like iron oxide, I think it's called, some type of iron product, where the slug will ingest it and nothing else wants the pellet, just the slug. And then it overdoses it on iron, and whatever pellets are left, they just kind of fade away into the ground, and the plants enjoy the iron. So that'd be my guess for you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Keep us posted on that. When you start getting good Swiss chard and you've solved your slug problem, and with this rain, the slugs are going to be, and warmth, the slugs are going to go like crazy. So get that diatomaceous earth out there on right under the plant on the ground, all around it, all right?
866-391-1020. Get those gardening questions in for Doug. We have some lines available. Next stop is Lily wants to talk weeds on KDK. Hey, Lil.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Oh, hi there. I am invaded with Rosa Sharon. when I say an invasion, I do mean an invasion. What can I use to get rid of Rosa Sharon?
The way I would do it would be either you or have somebody use a string trimmer. I mean, are we talking like little Rosa Sharons, or we're talking?
No, it's, well, there's little. You know how hard it is to even pull out the very small pieces. I mean, it's like trying to pull out a dandelion with your hand. And then there's large pieces. I'm buying a house that is invaded with it everywhere, on a hillside Yeah, everywhere. I could give Rosa Sharon probably to most people in Allegheny County.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to do this job. I mean, this is going to be a big job. It all needs to be cut down to start off with.
And cut it down to the ground.
Yeah, cut them down to the ground. Mm-hmm. And then anything that comes up, keep trimming. There's nothing really that you can put on it that's going to kill a Rosa Sharon. Especially those small ones, just cutting them down and continually cutting them until the bottom of the plant is basically the roots are starved. And so that's the way I would deal with it right off the bat. Maybe a brush hog, that sort of thing, you know, that could cut everything down to the ground. And then that soft stuff that comes up, then maybe you'd be able to handle that with a string trimmer or somebody.
All right, thank you for the call, Lily. All right, that means everyone's been taken care of, so all of our lines are available. If you have a question for Doug, get on the line now. We'll get to you right after the news at the bottom of the hour, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Sunday morning, Labor Day weekend, your Pratt Pack, KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning. The 10th caller right now wins a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's in Clinton, 412-922-1020. And if you have a question for Doug in the way of gardening, 866-391-1020. And we go to Plum and talk to Harry. Harry, you're on KDKA. How are you, Harry?
Hey, good morning. Very good. I hope everybody there is good. I have this strange thing growing in my front yard. It looks like mushrooms, but they're really big and thick. I believe they're growing where I had an ornamental pear tree at one time. And I dig them out as much as I can, and they just keep coming back. They get really big and hard. Is that something I can do with?
Any kind of fungus like that, it might be I'm just guessing stinkhorn, which is like kind of looks like a horn, but maybe it could be any kind of other fungus. And that's probably what's happening is where that pear tree was. There's a what we call mycorrhizal network underneath there. But basically, the only thing you can do is basically just cut them off. And this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's like a seasonal thing. The weather has to be just right for that underground network to, this is the fruiting body is whatever that's coming up, whatever that fungus is. So just cut.
Big and ugly and
yeah,
keep coming.
Yeah, but they won't be coming forever. It, like I said, it's just a weather thing. They'll fruit for a while and they'll be gone. Just whenever you see them out there, either just knock them over with your foot or cut them down, and there's nothing really you can do about it. There, eventually, that mycorrhizal fungi and where that pear tree was, that'll change as the what's down below changes, you know, as it rots away. So don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
And this pear tree has been gone for probably about 10 years, and these things just started growing back last year.
No, that's kind of the interesting thing about these funguses, you know, mushrooms and other fruiting bodies, is that, yeah, when that root system down below starts to rot away, and like you said, 10 years goes by, the stars have to align. And so that mycorrhizal network is feeding off that rotting wood, and then you get some rain or it's real dry, whatever it is, that's what makes it do its thing. And so, like I said, they'll be gone in a week or two, and just kick them over, knock them down, use a string trimmer, and don't worry about it. Okay?
Yeah, I have to use they won't cut off with a string trimmer. That's how big they get.
Wow. Jeez.
I mean, I have to use a weed puller or digger with a fork on the end of it.
You know, if you really wanted to know exactly what they were, I would shoot a picture of it and send it to the Western Pennsylvania Mushroom Club. And who knows, you might have something rare or weird or cool there, and they'll know what it is for sure. I couldn't tell you unless I saw a picture, and even then it'd be 50-50. All right?
All right, thanks for the call. Again, number to dial to be a part of the show, 866-391-1020. Here's Will. Hey, Will, how are you? Welcome to KDKA.
Hello there. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. What's on your mind?
We put in a little garden this year, and I got some watermelon and I got some cantaloupe. How do I know when they're ripe?
If you look underneath that watermelon, it'll be like a light color. And when it kind of changes to a little bit more creamy, that's with the watermelon. With the cantaloupe, I don't even know how to tell you. I know there's some kind of thumping technique that people do. But for the watermelon, that color underneath will change. For the
it's kind of yellow now.
It might be ready. You know, how long have they been there?
Oh, week or so.
So you saw it, it's changed from that white to a different color?
Yeah.
That's indicative of it's ready to pick. For the cantaloupe, though, I can't help you there. I do not know. But tell you what, I'll look it up and see what I can figure out at the next break. So stay tuned, and I'll see if I can figure out how to tell when a cantaloupe's ready. Maybe somebody will call in and tell me how to tell when cantaloupe is ready. Okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
All right. We're going to take a break here in a couple of moments. But before we do, let's see if we can get one more call in here. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on the air with Doug Oster. Go ahead.
Hi. My son has some property, and it has knotweed all over it. Was wondering what you would suggest to get rid of that, eradicate that.
There's only one way to do it, and it's continual top cutting, just like we talked about for the Rosa Sharon.
Rosa Sharon, okay.
Yeah, and it's going to take 2 seasons to do that. I have eradicated knotweed this way, but it's just... You have to put it on a regime of like every other week. You have to get out there with a string trimmer and cut it to the ground. The top feeds the bottom once you can exhaust those roots. And I know you want to do something easier, but I've seen people try other things, and this is the only way that I've seen that it actually works to get rid of that stuff. One more little tip you could do, you could cut those off and then paint the stumps with like an organic herbicide. There's one called Avenger. There's one called Burnout. And that might give you, slow it down a little bit. But that continual top cutting, I know it's a pain. We always say that plant will exhaust you or you'll exhaust it.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Good luck. Good luck. That's a tough one.
All right, and we got time for one more. Let's go
good.
Ed, you're on the air with Doug. Go ahead, Ed.
Yep, good morning. Hey, hot pepper recipe. So you grow yourself some peppers, slice them into rings, you make yourself a brine with salt and vinegar, and brine them for a couple days, whatever, and then what you do is you get your canning jars. This is not a hot bath recipe. Get your canning jars, you boil water in them, and then you use kosher salt, oregano, and minced garlic. Layer that, put some peppers in, another layer of those three, more peppers, another layer of those three. Then you fill the glass up for the jar almost all the way with some of that leftover brine. And then the beauty of it is you take a little, what's that stuff called? Sorry, fellas. extra virgin olive oil.
Okay.
And float about 3/8 of an inch on the top of that. Put the lid on, let them sit for a week or so, and those with some cheddar cheese and a box of good crackers, and you are in heaven.
That sounds great. I appreciate the recipe. Sounds wonderful.
All right, short break. Coming back to wrap it up with Doug, and that's moments away on KDK. Good morning. All right, you want to get a call in here for Doug? You better hustle up. 866-391-1020. The hour is getting away from us.
Okay, how to tell if a cantaloupe is ripe. Here's what I'm reading. It should feel heavy for its size. The webbing on its rind should be thick, and it should be fairly firm when pressed, but not as firm as a watermelon. So that's what I've learned from the web about cantaloupe. So I hope that works out. Oh, I got some other things to talk about here. I will be next Sunday, 1 o'clock. I will be at Bedner's Farm and Greenhouse for part 3 of From Seed to Supper. It's free to attend, but you need to register. It's all on my website. And I'll be talking about planting now for fall and winter harvest. But if you came for part 1 and part 2, you're going to get some free plants when we're done. And actually, for my Thursday gig at Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, I've got plants for people too. So take a look online, see if one of those is good for you. We'd love to see you. I am headed back to England in May, taking gardeners to the Chelsea Flower Show and touring the gardens of the city. We'll see Chelsea Flower Show, which is the most incredible thing you've ever seen in your life. This will be my 3rd time, I think, to see it. St. Paul's Cathedral, Westminster Abbey, Tower of London, a place called Hampton Court Palace, which is really cool. It has these amazing big formal gardens, St. James Park. Wisley is one of my favorite gardens, Savile Garden. And then down about 2 hours south of London, Sissinghurst Castle and Gardens. That's another great one. And then we will have an optional tour of the Windsor Castle and like maybe two or three seats left for Iceland in November. If you're interested in that, now's the time to jump at that. I've dreamed my whole life of seeing Iceland, and I cannot wait to see it. And it's funny because we're going there to see the Northern Lights, but Miles Stevens, who had retired from Davy Tree, his dream was to go to Alaska. And he sent me some pictures yesterday from Alaska with the Northern Lights. It was pretty amazing. And the one and only bridge that goes over the Yukon River. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yesterday in the garden, I got a little time just to sit before the rain came in and watched a ruby-throated hummingbird at the salvia. I've got this, and I wish I knew the name of it. I'm going to have to find the name of it. It's a purple and black one. I've got blue and black, but this is a purple and black one. It's not Amistad. That's one I've grown before. But this one, it's going nuts in a container. And the ruby-throated hummingbird was going to the Mexican sunflower and then was also going to this salvia. It was just that's one of the reasons that we garden is to see that sort of stuff. And I got lots of response to my deer resistant perennials talk that I did on Pittsburgh Today Live last week. People saying, well, you said this is deer resistant, but the deer eat it in my yard. That's the problem. That's the problem with deer, because that's what they will do. In my garden, they might not touch a thing. Like the salvia, I'm growing lots of salvias unprotected. And in my garden, they are not touching the salvias. But there were a couple plants that in my garden that they were not eating that other people they were eating. One was Laropia, how do you say it? I never can say it the right way. And sedum. Those are two things that other people they were eating in my garden. They won't touch it. And so luckily the deer have kind of left me alone. But the one thing that I talked about on that show on PTL that I'll tell you definitely will work, and this is not an ad for the product. I buy it just like you. It's called Bobex. And I'm just telling you, anytime you spray that on the plant, they will not eat it. At least in my garden, they will not eat it. And it smells like really strong cloves. The first day, it's the smell is bad. But then after that, it doesn't get too bad. It'll fade away in a day or two. But it'll stick on the plant for maybe three rains. And then, of course, we haven't had to worry about that. And then you have to reapply it. That's just part of it. I do have a question from a listener. It's from Diane. She has a question about corn gluten meal. Cleared out an area that had crown vetch. Can I put corn gluten meal on it and then plant grass later? So corn gluten meal is an organic weed control. How it works is it stops seeds from sprouting, and that means any seeds, not just not just your weed seeds. And so you've got to be careful about how you use it. So, yeah, you cut down the crown vetch, put down your corn gluten meal, but then you can't seed your grass till about 8 weeks later because it would stop the grass from sprouting. But that's a great way to control annual weeds on a lawn. I use it in other parts of the gardens too. Any place that your seeds have already sprouted, you can put down corn gluten meal and the things will not sprout. Okay. Like I said, couple seats left for the Iceland in November. Go see the Northern Lights, Gardens of London in May. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, Doug, good stuff as always. See you next week. Stay tuned, news at 8. And then it's Frank Dentici. We're grilling it up for the Labor Day weekend on the Coons Cooking Hour on KDKA.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.